Rear window, that trombone shop, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Steve.
G'day.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for my Concord Dawn song before.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was appropriate.
Conveniently timed.
Given you watched an incredibly heavy film that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Just yet.
So I know it sounds dumb, but anyway, that was, you asked me how my day was. I was just being honest.
Does the film feature a Concorde plane?
No.
Okay.
No, it features homelessness, lack of state support.
Very opposite.
Child abuse, neglect.
Okay.
And social disenfranchisement.
Is it a documentary?
Very non-Concord.
Upcoming New Zealand feature.
All right.
But let's talk about the other more immediate drama at hand in the world of film, and that is the disintegration of the Golden Globes Awards.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
This Are is they like a magazine to, like going online?
This has turned to shit real fast.
What's the story? I don't know the scoop.
So back in February, the LA Times published a detailed expose of how the Hollywood Foreign Press Association runs the Golden Globes, who the membership is, how the finances work. It's pretty bleak. It revealed that...
Corrupt is a corruption.
Pretty corrupt.
Hmm.
It's just an awards ceremony, isn't it?
Oh, look, yes, it's just an awards ceremony, and to be fair...
There's gold involved, John.
To be fair, this is kind of sort of making a bit of a big stink about something that's just a stupid awards ceremony. We all know that awards ceremonies are stupid, but this is maybe one of the stupider ones, to be honest. This is an awards show that... is kind of set up as a precursor to the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have any industry relevance. It's just about kind of...
Is it the TV series one? Is that the Golden Globes? Or you know how one's like movies and one's like...
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-all for screen stuff.
Yeah, right.
And it's really the reason that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association really exists. So for years now, they've been getting about $60 million a year on the TV rights for the Golden Globes.
Hmm.
And it has a membership of 87 people. So those 87 people decide all the nominations.
How do you get in?
Well, don't be black is point number one. It's an incredibly non-diverse bunch of people. And so looking at this year's nominations, like one of the glaring omissions was the lack of noms for I May Destroy You. And then inexplicably a show, Emily in Paris, was in there, which is, you know, a piece of Netflix fluff. Oh, look, it turns out that members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association were flown to Paris and put up in nice hotels.
Oh, man.
And this sort of stuff's been going on for yonks. You might go, oh, it's no surprise, but I think anything that hastens the demise of these stupid awards...
Is there a better awards better available?
The Academy
Awards. That I should be watching?
The Academy Awards.
Okay.
I mean, there's...
Credible?
As credible as you're going to get.
Is there like a B-net version of movie awards that I should be watching?
Well, we could do the Golden Bees, maybe.
Yeah, some like just something like, hey, you know, no corruption in this one, no planes to any weird islands and shit.
I mean, I'll take a flight.
Let's face it.
No, don't.
Yes, please, sign me up.
Whoa, John.
Don't rule off air. Yeah, don't rule it out.
See what happens though? Plane to an island, people go fucking crazy.
We, in the space of 15 seconds, we became inherently corrupt on air.
Yeah, we're only floating the idea of a plane.
Now, since this LA Times story was published, there's been sort of a growing tide against these awards. A bunch of publicists came out and said they wouldn't work with the Hollywood Foreign Press until they cleaned up their membership and became more representative. Studios started to follow suit, some streamers. Notably, Tom Cruise handed back 3 Golden Globes.
Mm.
Only 3?
He might have, yeah. Maybe he's...
I'm keeping my Golden Globe shelf.
And NBC's cancelled the TV coverage for next year's awards, which sort of leaves it in limbo. The ratings have been declining like they have been for all televised awards. The Oscars was a disaster numbers-wise this year.
But still better than when it was in like the 40s anyway.
You mean, well, yeah, I think like before everyone had TVs.
Less people.
Probably, it's probably true. Yeah. For some good coverage on where things are at, Peter Bradshaw wrote a great column in The Guardian, headlined, "It's not just racism and sexism. The Golden Globes have been sunk by sheer stupidity." Which
Zing.
I think he kind of sums it up. He seems a little bit fatigued, not by the fact that people are upset, but just like, these guys are kind of dicks. And... Mm. The subhead for the story is the preposterous Hollywood Foreign Press Association gravy train might have chugged on forever if its members had just swallowed their pride and done more for diversity.
Is it, do you think
so? They've been high on the hog, and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association membership as well. Not only is it a bunch of non-black people, but it's quite arbitrary and weird. He describes them as a hilarious ragbag of sub-Norma Desmond has-beens with the most reactionary worldview outside Mar-a-Lago, including freelancers, part-time writers, bit-part actors, former beauty queens, and bodybuilders who have lucked into LA's juiciest club.
Sounds totally accurate.
Again, we should start our own award ceremony again. We will also turn corrupt in a heartbeat.
But there's a sweet period there in the beginning where all the intentions are totally meant and nobody can really follow.
It lasts 14 seconds, I think we found out today.
You can't predict the trajectory and everything's in fucking mint.
Yeah. So I'm sure they'll try and clean this up and, you know, they've got 11 months to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To try and find people to bail them out, but
who wants one? Who wants a Golden Globe? Who wants one?
But has the market for a secondhand Golden Globe increased in value or decreased in value?
The question is, how golden is this globe?
Mm. Well, I mean, scarcity, right? We know there might not be any more.
Mm.
So,
good point.
I mean, they'll probably sell Tom Cruise's ones now.
Now, Steve, have you actually watched anything?
Oh, have I actually watched anything? Come on, John.
That was actually a kind of scathing comment, actually, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to reflect on an awards ceremony which is crumbling before our eyes, but people are tuned in to...
Sometimes it's nice to remember that it's his birthday too, bro. So,
thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, you Steve, I'd like to apologise for being tough on you before.
Yeah, no, right back. That's fine. That's fine. And I've seen a couple of things. Last night I went to see Spiral from the Book of Saw, which is...
Oh man, they keep going with these.
Yes.
Oh my god, you've been watching so much heavy stuff.
Yeah. And so what happened here was that Chris Rock,
producing?
Famed American comedian Chris Rock, had an idea.
Mm.
And he ran into the right person and he told them his idea.
Mm.
And he is now starring in the new sort of refreshing of the Saw franchise. There's one hitch. I had to sign a piece of paper that said I'm not allowed to talk about this movie until 10 p.m. tonight.
Then, did you do it with Invisible Ink or something? Tomorrow. We're quite literally talking about the movie right now.
I should have done the Invisible Ink trick.
We're actually just talking about it. So,
I mean, in my mind, Saw is traditionally fairly low budget, but with someone like
Chris
Rock.
They went full on. You know, it's a serious for what it is, I guess. It's not like a Room movie or something, John. You've seen that one, right?
Yep.
How many stores are there? Like 12 or something, eh? It is kind of like Police Academy 8.
I think I mentioned the double figures. I, to be honest, gave up on the Saw movies, and it was Chris Rock's involvement that led me to go see this. But like I say, I can't talk about it. So that opens tomorrow. So I've seen, that is something I have seen. Saw another film this week. I just lost my train of bloody thought, didn't I?
We'll wait here.
Yeah, you wait there. So I'm just thinking about what I can and can't say on the radio.
This is Steve Newell from flicks.co.nz here in the studio with us.
Do we need to start signing papers as well? With that kind of exclusivity?
I just checked my correspondence. I have signed nothing about the new Angelina Jolie film, Those Who Wish Me Dead, which is from director Taylor Sheridan. Taylor Sheridan wrote Sicario, wrote Hell or High Water, the TV show Yellowstone. Had some writing credit. Had a writing credit on the recent Michael B. Jordan action film Without Remorse that started streaming on Prime Video a couple of weeks ago. Tom Clancy adaptation that was a bit shit.
With the guy from Breaking Bad.
No.
Is it Bryan Cranston or something?
No. You got your wires crossed.
Is it my turn yet? By the way.
Angelina Jolie film. She plays a smoke jumper, which sounds like a really great profession. That may or may not involve.
I've seen this trailer. Yeah, it actually looks kind of well done in the sense that it must be quite hard to sort of film fire.
I think in the modern era, the fire plug-in on CGI workstations is quite good. There's some good CGI fire in this, so it gets a tick for that. It's a bit of a 90s thriller throwback. Dude's getting hunted by a couple of assassins, goes on the run. His kid then goes on the run after a bit of an ambush. Two assassins are hunting him. Angelina Jolie's at the top of a fire tower. She's had a traumatic event in her past as a firefighter in the forest. Converges with the assassins, tries to help out the kid. Big forest fire starts.
She can control fire.
She runs from fire.
Okay. Damn it.
Not a superhero movie.
I was hoping maybe someone was doing natural a serious disaster. Captain Planet movie for a second.
Well, natural disaster, yeah. People on the run.
Have you seen or heard
and
about
it's,
this?
And it's okay.
Okay.
Have you heard about this documentary Sasquatch? 3-part little series. It's not about Sasquatch.
What?
No.
Why not?
There's also a movie coming out and or out called The Pedal Movie, which is about effects pedals, which I'm keen to watch. It's really interesting, the history of effects pedals. But apart from that, I've just been watching YouTube videos about UFOs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Spooky in the background. It's pretty UFO.
It'll have to do. Thanks, Steve.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You didn't think there was going to be another birthday song, did you?
Well, you just never know what's going to happen.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.